Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do.
Does with this one.
Down the middle.
Troy Brown from the 45. To the 40. To the 30. Brown to the 15. To the 5. Touchdown!
Bill Cowher, they've been kicking to the sidelines. The kick before was to the sidelines. Right down the middle. Watch Troy Brown. Little hesitation.
Troy Brown, and then right up the middle. And year such anniversary a big of his big, huge game, the AFC Championship game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 100-and-something yards receiving. The punt return down the middle. Making tackles. Who else knows whatever he was fucking doing. Tons of stuff. Malcolm Go podcast. What day is it? It's fucking January 27th, 8:20. I'm hot. I'm coming in hot today. A lot of stuff happened. I was ready to take a bye week, boys. I was ready to take a bye week, and I'm back.
You were on the bye. Your mind was set for next week.
It was. I was going to do an AFC-NFC championship post thing, post-game, and then I was dragged back in. Our good boy JT called us, said, you got to do a pod. And I said, you know what? You're right. And then all of a sudden, this shit drops tonight with a McDaniels and Ziggler going to Las Vegas, which is absurd.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, it's not confirmed, but it's basically confirmed that it's going to happen.
No, it's not. It's not even. He hasn't even interviewed Tyler.
Yeah, but he accepted an interview. He accepted the interview, and Ziegler is the number one. Yeah, he's the number one personnel man for the Patriots. He was there for 1 year. For 1 year, he was the number one personnel man. Had a killer draft. Barmore, Mac Jones, Ramondre Stevenson. The list goes on and on. And now he's going to end up leaving to run the Vegas Raiders with Josh McDaniels as head coach. And that leaves Mac Jones by himself again, starting over. Bill Belichick only has so many kids, boys.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
This is, again, you're just one of these. You're a sports hubber. I saw you sports hub it again today.
I mean, I hate it. No, I hate it. So I don't like it. If B.O.B. comes in, I think that'll be fine. But also, B.O.B. is coming in for another job. So I don't enjoy just like a rotating door for Mac. But I have so much faith in Mac. We're just going to make it work.
No, Bill O'Brien.
Wasn't he his coach at Bama when they won?
No.
He was not. But he was like, he was there in January. So maybe they talked and like knew a little bit. But I mean, it's the same offense. But Bill O'Brien... Okay, he oversaw the Hernandez-Gronk year, so everyone's all excited about that and, like, the 2007 offense and all that shit. But, first of all, that's not even a done deal. Nobody even knows if that happens, even though it seems like now any coach that gets fired anywhere that was a Patriots head coach goes and, like, interns at Alabama and then is back in the NFL a year later. But
I love that.
Dabbled.
There's also, like, nothing I like more than a coordinator who got a head coaching job and then gets fired and then becomes a coordinator again.
Yeah, but the problem with him is he was a competent head coach in a shitty franchise. He's going to get another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a good coach. Like, they had a decent team the whole time he was there.
He'll leave to be the head coach of Salem State is the problem I have with Bill O'Brien. He wants to be a head coach so bad, he'll jump at the first chance. He went to rape Penn State. Literally, they were still pulling out children's bodies out of the locker room. He's like, I'll take it. Great job.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Maybe he's a little older now. He's kind of done. He's probably a little tired. Doesn't want to have to deal with the press every day. Like, might just want to be out.
He seems like the type that's definitely throwing in a chaw dog and popping a Viagra, ready to roll every day.
I'm worried about offensive coordinator, but I'm worried about having anybody as in the front office. We got nobody again. You just hit on a good draft. You lost Casario last year. Then this guy gets promoted. Now he's gone. So I don't even know who they're down to. I mean, you couldn't tell. I couldn't name a person. I know there's another guy named Elliot Wolf. He might be 18. I don't know. He was interviewing for GM jobs too already. I mean, they'll just take any guy that was a Patriot. Like, the Patriots weren't good, haven't been great in 2 years, and they're still just pilfering our coaches in front office.
Well, I mean, they built a good team pretty quickly after, like, they turned it around pretty quickly.
Which scares me that now that guy's going. So there was this whole thing, right, about the Patriots and Bill Belichick. Oh, giving more information to Josh. They're all collaborating. It's a collaborative effort in the draft room. You think that's going to fucking continue? The minute they all leave, it's going to go right back to fucking Bill picks, baby. It's going to be N'Keal Harry over and over again.
You know who might change their name to Belichick? It might be Matt Belichick instead of Patricia now. That guy's, he's going to be loyal to the soil from now on.
Well, he might be fucking offensive coordinator next year.
Feed me Steve.
A lot of the great offensive minds were defensive coordinators.
Dabble was one. Josh started on defense.
Bill Walsh was a defensive coordinator.
I guess that makes sense because you know how a defense works, how to beat it. But
Do you know what Boston media would do if Matt Patricia became OC?
They don't even like that he lives in Massachusetts. They don't like that. And all because of one game. They had a great – they won a Super Bowl the year before, and he was the defensive coordinator for that one. The problem was that they were much better when Flores was running the defense.
That meme of Nike at the draft that day, he actually might be all that's left in the front office.
He's the only Belichick. Linda's going to be – she'll be running fucking the front office in no time. They're down to nothing but Belichicks.
I'm in. All I need is Belichick's and Kraft's, and it's going to work. Brady's going to retire, and Brady's coming to be GM.
Brady is done.
I don't think so. I really – he has these same speeches every fucking year, you know what I mean, where it's like, oh, it's going to take some time to be with my family. That was a fucking absurd loss, okay? That had to be so draining. Tom Brady, with no help from his coaches – drags his team back from 27-3 against a much better team, you know what I mean, than the Falcons' defense is bad in 2018. They're a bad defense and young. The Rams' defense is good. They have fucking, Aaron Donald. They're stacked top to bottom, and he comes all the way roaring back only to have his defense fucking slot blitz on the best wide receiver in the NFL with seconds remaining. I don't even know how many seconds there were. 18? Stafford throws up a prayer. Cup is wide open. Game over. Inexcusable. I wouldn't have let Arians out of the building without being fired.
Arians is a bad coach.
Terrible coach.
Yeah, I mean, we can all come. He's planning on they're going to pay Tom whatever it takes to win one more, and he's going to ride his coattails to the Hall of Fame. That's what's going
to
happen.
But Tom's boy is Leftwich, and if Leftwich leaves to go to Jacksonville, then
they're going to lose him and probably Bowles.
I don't think Bowles.
I think Bowles is good. I think Bowles deserves
it. Bowles should be fired too. He's the fucking one that called the blitz.
Yeah,
he should be gone too. Tom Brady should be the NFC Championship against Jimmy Garoppolo right now. You know how good that would be?
The blitz is one thing, but then not knowing, like, guys on the defense not knowing the call.
They should know the call. Do you allow Cooper Kupp to get it two plays in a row for 30 yards?
All you had to do, fucking stay back at the 50-yard line with 9 defensive backs. Don't let anybody run through you. What are you doing? It's the fucking simplest task to win a game in that manner. I don't even understand it. The blitz call is beyond me. You should be rushing four. You have three good pass rushers. Maybe rush three.
Tyler's rustic, Tony. Check this guy out. Check the kid out.
He's worried. He's worried about his. He told me before the podcast started that we're getting 40 inches of snow on Friday or Saturday. It's never snowed above 23 inches in Massachusetts, ever. He thinks 40.
I don't think I've seen 23 in my life.
No.
14 was last year.
14.
If we get over 28, then I'm calling that a win.
Yeah, you're not going to get over 28. The year that they played the Seahawks, we got 24 inches almost like literally every 3 days. It was horrendous.
It's funny that
I had the worst shoveling experience.
Whatever year my dad lived up there, the year my dad lived up there was like a record. He said, I'm never doing that shit again.
Yeah, that was 1996. That's why I thought you were born here and you weren't. But yeah, that year was, I was in like the fifth or sixth grade and it snowed. This is, you know, whatever, it's 96, so it snowed a lot, but it didn't snow like more than it snows now. You know, it snows the same, but I don't know if they have more technology now or what, but we had no school for 4 days straight, and it snowed like probably like 60 inches over 4 days or something. But
this guy picking his fire on the pod right now. We're doing a podcast.
On what?
I have to tend to this thing.
Oh, yeah. Look at that thing. Look at that beaut. Yep. Is that real wood? You got real wood in there. Stoke the flames. I love it.
You gotta stoke.
No. So how about first of all, I think
I do like how all Tony's references to years are based on Patriots Super Bowls. It's like when they lost to Green Bay, we got
where the universe, you know, this universe goes around the sun, my world revolves around Patriots seasons. That's why I can tell you, like, what happened. Like, I just always have to reference, like, a free agency move in my life. Like, my son was born. I was like, that was right after they beat the Seahawks, you know. And then they were, you know, Julian Edelman was on the team and LaFell. And I just think about
Chinese, the Chinese have, like, the year of the rabbit. You have the year of the Falcons.
Exactly like that. I have a beautiful mind, fucking, what's his name, Russell Crowe brain. But it only thinks in Patriots, like, whip routes, things like that. Somebody posted a picture today of John Mechie running a whip route, and that's all I thought about. And I was posting about it for 45 minutes. I've lost my mind.
He's not that. You want Treylon Burks, and nobody will listen to me.
I can't listen to you. Because he looks like N'Keal Harry 2.0.
He doesn't.
He's not.
N'Keal Harry was never fast.
Well, we'll see at the combine. I mean, N'Keal Harry ran 4.5 something at the combine, so. I mean, what's the difference between 4.48 and 4.53?
I just take a receiver. Honestly, I don't care who. In what round, either. Just take one that Max, maybe Mechie. I like them because he's played with them.
Yeah, you take an Alabama receiver that what's-his-face has played with, and that's it. And do it in the second round because I don't want to have WEI and the Sports Hub trashing him from day one. If he's a second rounder, people will give him a break for a second. Even if he's pick number 33.
Go get any in the first round.
Linebacker.
Ooh. Yeah, we need a fast linebacker. We need a lot. And now we need an offensive coordinator. I'm fucking hot right now over this. Fucking, it's treachery is what it is. The NFL needs to put a rule in place that an organization cannot lose so many offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, and front office people. There's nothing, you can't do anything about it. The Patriots lose a fucking coordinator a year. They lose a front office leader a year. I mean, they have to rebuild it, restart it from scratch every fucking February.
Do you think that...
They should be getting compensatory picks.
He's only accepted the interview. He has not taken...
I'm telling you, it's done deal. You can take it to the bank on the Malcolm Go podcast. Josh McDaniels is going to Vegas. By the way, I'm going to Vegas next year. We're going to have a Malcolm Go pod in the stadium. And I'm going to be screaming at fucking that traitorous fucking Josh McDaniels. You're supposed to build Mac Jones.
Let's boil eggs and throw them at him.
Do you guys think that because they've been paying McDaniels like a head coach for like the past 6 years or whatever, that they don't pay the other coaches as much? Or do you think they're not paying like a GM position that much money? That's why these guys all leave?
No, I don't think it's that. I think that they want because the GM, they don't, Bill doesn't give anybody titles. It's insane. It's, he's never done that except for like when they first started. He hasn't, just doesn't give titles to anyone. Josh has one. Scarnecchia had one, but like they, there's no defensive coordinator right now. There's no special teams coordinator. Like there's a, I think that Acord guy, he might be special teams coordinator. I don't know if he's coordinator, but he's special teams something. And he doesn't give anybody the GM name.
Yeah, and do they save money that way? Like, you're not actually the defensive coordinator. Like, is,
no, but I think
like Kraft can be cheap.
No, but I don't think that that's... No, I think that Kraft paid McDaniels to stay. That's why he didn't go to Indianapolis that one time. But
and so that's what I'm saying. So I think McDaniels and Belichick make probably... They're probably the two highest paid, like, coordinator and coach or in the league, easily. They are.
I mean, nobody knows, but I think... Bill was has to be the highest paid coach. I mean, that's ridiculous to think that he wouldn't be.
I heard Bill made like 18 million. I heard Bill made like 18 million.
I doubt it's that much, but people always just prognosticate, if that is the word, about how, like fucking what it is.
He met with Joe Judge.
Who did?
Billy Boy.
Says who?
I'm not telling you my sources.
You just... got no sources. Stop throwing out shit on the walls. I want Joe Judge back yesterday. Again, by the way, our special teams coordinator got a fucking head coaching job 2 years ago. Are you fucking serious? Eric Bieniemy, who's got like the best offense in NFL history for 4 years, doesn't get a job, but Joe Judge is getting jobs. And they just take him because he wore a Patriots logo on his chest for fucking 10 years. It's absurd. I want compensatory picks from Goodell. Whoever takes our coaches and front office guys. Because it's getting ridiculous. Every year.
I'm sending you my source. He seems very dependable.
I'm telling you right now that I'm just completely ignoring you, KP, and just keep continuing on my point that you derailed me, first of all. But a lot of it has to do with what you said, Tyler, about the payment and stuff like that. But it's the title, right? If you're a GM, if Nick Caserio was called the general manager of the New England Patriots, he could, I don't think he could have left to go to Houston because you could be blocked from taking a job that is the same. You know what I mean? You can be blocked from being the general manager of Houston. If it's seen as a, like a higher job, you can leave and no, you can't get blocked. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you think Belichick's doing these guys a favor?
I think that that's part of it, but I think it fucks himself too because Caserio stayed for 20 years. And he just doesn't give anybody GM because I think he wants to be always the end of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last
titles
call.
He doesn't want power hungry bucks. I love
it. No, I think it kind of makes sense in the fact that, you know, you could get these young coaches who are good in the building for cheap money because you're like, hey, I won't give you a title, but you know, someone's gonna pay you more than you should. You can come here and learn. Like no one would give Mayo
another coordinator. They're fucking Gerard Mayo's getting head coaching interviews. He's been coaching for 2 years. He was on
fucking TV
a year and a half ago.
And I think the way that it gets phrased is, hey, if you want to come in here and coach, like, as good as you are, we'll let you do whatever you want. So, like, Mayo went from just starting coaching to being a defensive coordinator a couple of years because he's probably really good.
But he didn't start. He started doing that. That's what I don't get. He was literally brought him in, and they were like, "You work with Steve, and you guys do the defense."
Yeah, but he was probably running the defense for years when he was coaching too.
When he was playing. Of course, that's what I mean. So
yeah, those guys are.
What the
be
fuck does he
incredible.
Know about offense, Gerard Mayo? What does he know about special teams? He was the 10th overall pick in 2000 and whatever 4 or 5. I don't even remember. Probably around there though, and then. Played for 10 years, was hurt for half of them, and then now he's a... Sorry, I'm getting mad at Gerard Mayo for no reason. But listen,
You guys seeing this?
What? You fired?
Look at that.
Oh, look at that baby.
Look
at
that roar. That's going
nice. Look at that baby purr. But Gerard Mayo getting head coaching interviews after 2.5 years is insane. I can't take it.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
Let them
that
fucking... When's the last young coach that they brought up? I mean, fucking McDaniels and Dabble and Caserio, they all came in like 2001 and worked their way up, worked 15 years in the organization.
What's going to happen when Steve Belichick gets a head coaching offer?
He's a lifer.
Yeah, I know he's probably not going to leave, but he's probably going to get an offer.
I don't think people think Steve Belichick does anything. And I might be half in their camp. I don't know if he does anything. I think he just does. He's almost the exact same scenario as me. We're almost the exact same person. I don't have long hair or any hair, but he's literally, his dad is the boss and just gives him some stuff like busy work. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you're not getting high in the parking lot like you were fucking 10 years ago, that's fine by me. Just, you can play with the defense and pretend like you know stuff, and then that's it.
But the league talks.
Yeah. Can I say, I am tired of Andy Reid being put on a pedestal.
He's a good coach. He has never really had a pedestal.
He's been awesome.
He's never had a bad quarterback either. I mean, he went from McNabb. He fell apart. People forget that he fell apart in Philadelphia. I mean, McNabb was iffy sometimes, but I mean, he had McNabb. Then he went right to Alex Smith, and then now he's got Mahomes. So it really hasn't been a fucking rough tenure for Andy Reid. You know what I mean?
And he's ran into Brady, what, twice? Once in the Super Bowl, once in the AFC Championship game. Like, that sucks.
Well, they beat twice. Him. They played him in the – no, he played him against Alex Smith two times, too, and beat him both times, I think. Maybe just once. But it was he beat him with Alex Smith, too, in the divisional round, I think, at home.
But listen, I am back to the Steve Belichick problem. Thing. I think the league talks. So, like, ex-players, they're not going to lie about who a good coach is. So that gets around pretty quick. And, like, Gilmore liked Belichick. Like, some of the players do like him, Steve. So I think there's a chance in a couple of years, like, he could get offers. And then, like, what do you do?
I mean, I couldn't imagine him leaving New England to do anything. I mean, he's fucking – how old is he? I don't think – he can't be 30.
But that's the thing with these stupid coaches, like – LaFleur McVay. Like, these guys are like 33 years old and they're giving them head coaching jobs because they just like, they I don't have understand
the next genius head coach that will be there for 40 years, which I don't even know if McVay's smart because he had a fucking terrible year last year. The GM might be good over there because he sells his entire team every year just for like superstars. He just goes, he hasn't done it yet or won yet, but they don't have a first round pick for like, till 2075.
It's 2024. They don't have a first-round pick.
They trade their first-round pick for superstars every year.
It hurt that you have maybe the best defensive player ever.
Yeah.
Whoa.
LT. End up being the best ever.
Dude, if Aaron Donald is ridiculous. He plays nose tackle, and he has fucking Reggie White numbers as sacks. And he's like 5'10".
He's ridiculous. He's like the best player I've ever watched. I've never watched
him. The only person
LT,
that can block
so
him is David Andrews. Everyone knows that.
It is funny.
Who needed surgery, by the way? The kid got surgery.
Yeah, he looked handsome. He had a Fu Manchu. I don't know. I'm nervous that McDaniels leaves. I'm just nervous that that's going to affect Mac. I mean, think about it.
Go ahead.
The loss, like, Josh McDaniels sucked for like 2 years because he had different coordinators. Everybody that has a change of coordinator or a change of coaching staff just stays there in limbo and can never take off. You know what I mean? Brady had
like in the end of
McDaniels and Weiss, which is the same offense, and then he had Bill O'Brien, same offense, back to Josh McDaniels, same offense, and then he's running the same offense in Tampa, so it didn't even change.
Yeah, but
Byron
like
Leftwich
also
is holding a blank piece of paper.
It's not like Belichick's leaving. Like they're fine. Like they're fine. It sucks. It's annoying, but
listen, he was there for the thing I have with it is that he has 6 Super Bowl rings, and people are so like, fuck it. Yeah, let him go out the door. He won every single Super Bowl. He was coaching in every single Super Bowl. Except for ones that they lost.
Belichick's coached in 22% of the Super Bowls.
Yeah, Brady's played in like 80% of them.
Could you what if you start next year and your coordinators are B.O.B. and Brian Flores?
I mean,
Brian Flores
is
never coming back to be a coordinator.
Flores is a top 10 coach. Like he's going. I'm surprised the Bears didn't hire him, but he's getting hired.
I think he wants to go to the Giants, is what I think. But
he's a Brooklyn guy. That's what I'm thinking. But if he doesn't get that one, which one is he going to get?
Houston. But I don't think he wants to go to Houston. I think the plan with him is Deshaun. I think he's trying to make Deshaun Watson and him a package deal. You know what I mean?
Actually, that's a good point. He definitely doesn't want to go like coach under Easterby.
Well,
that's a nightmare.
And Caserio. That's why they said that they were going to take Mayo.
Mora said today, he was like, yeah, we're not getting Deshaun Watson. We're not doing that at all.
Then they won't get fucked. I think that that's what Flores and Watson want to do. So
maybe Flores goes to maybe he goes down to New Orleans.
Now that would be interesting.
Yeah, because they already got a good defense. But I mean, that's that team is such a shit show. They're $75 million over the salary cap. But
Michael Thomas, what do we think about him?
He hasn't played in like a year and a half.
Okay, I don't care. He's better than any receiver we have.
That's true.
He does. Yeah, he was the best.
Yeah, exactly. You can't sit out for 2 years. I mean, he's not. Is he great though? Because he's just like he was Drew Brees' receiver, which is take a slant and catch it. That's it. I'm gonna throw a quick slant to you 100 times a game. He wasn't like Antonio Brown.
Patriots don't do that.
Yeah, I was gonna say how much different is Mac's skill set than Brees? Like Brees didn't have a cannon for an arm. He was way smarter, but kind of similar.
Yeah, it's very similar. But I'm saying like he's not like a game breaker. You know what I mean? He's almost like an Edelman, right? But just bigger and on the outside more.
And
he's
better,
like 140
yeah.
catches a season. It's insane. Like, they just, yeah, but they're not like bombs. You know what I mean? He'll do like 100 catches for 700 yards.
You go draft your Mechie and you take him, and then, boy, the boys are buzzing then.
And they have Kendrick Bourne is kind of a big play.
Who is?
Kendrick Bourne makes big plays.
I'm a big KB guy. He should be WR1. In my book, babe. Everyone's fucking overlooking KB. He's KB the winner. Fucking feed him the ball.
He's
a winner. He wants to fucking play. He came to Buffalo. Him and Mac were the only guys that got on the plane.
Debo, we need someone that does that Debo role. That guy, if you watched him at all, that guy's a fucking freak.
Yeah, he might be a good
drafted him. That would have been fine. Could have actually had Debo.
Wait, who?
Debo Samuel.
Who could have drafted him?
Patriots. You took N'Keal Harry over him.
I'm kidding. I can't handle that anymore. That's my least favorite. And you can't watch a single game ever without it all over Patriots Twitter. Like, every single time A.J. Brown caught a ball, it's like, he could have been a Patriot. It's like, we know. It's been fucking 4 years already.
People
we know.
Forget.
We all know.
People like to forget. Don't want to forget. Like Tom Brady wasn't passed over by every single team 6 times.
It's like everyone could have drafted all these guys, too. We just happened to also take a receiver. But if you go down the list, I'm sure there's 25 teams that would have rather had Debo over the guy they drafted.
The Ravens
Debo's the best player in the league.
Hollywood Brown before Harry was picked. So
imagine Debo Lamar. That would be. But I don't know. This. I think the Patriots will be fine. They if James White comes back to the team. And you have James
all in
White.
On the James White is the savior.
James White
every
is
week.
He was the number one pass catcher.
His hip dislocated. I don't know if he's going to play again.
He had hip surgery, Tyler. He didn't like tear his ACL.
Just listen to this lineup. You have James White, Hunter Henry, KB, and Myers. And then you mix that in with
that
a big
sounds
receiver.
Like a flag football team.
I mean,
that's our team. What are you talking about?
I know.
And go out and get another receiver. So then you go out and get, say it's Michael Thomas, or we draft someone high. That's
more out
a great
of Jonnu.
Team.
Get more out of Jonnu. Number one. That should be the number one goal of the new coordinator. Get more out of Jonnu Smith and his fucking $12.5 million he makes a year. He's like the highest paid tight end in the league, by the way.
Let's not. I don't want to hear that because our
I'm
best.
I'm fired up right now, and so how about the Buffalo Bills? Can you imagine? Fucking another fucking failure by McDermott. What a fucking asshole. Josh Allen is in God mode for the last 2 games. He's played better than any quarterback I've seen play almost ever. He fucking takes over games.
He is a machine too. He's like unstoppable.
Dude, you can't stop him because he's 260, can run and jump over you, and then he has a cannon. His arm, he's got a better arm than Mahomes. He doesn't have as good receivers as Mahomes, and he can run and he's better. He's like Lamar Jackson with Mahomes' arm.
But he's 6'6".
Exactly. Yeah.
He's 270.
does he get the hype? I mean, if he played in like Miami or somewhere where it was warm, I couldn't imagine what his stats would say.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to play in Buffalo weather for like four games a year. I mean, it's fucking crazy. I mean, he shredded us and it was like negative 30, so who knows? I mean, he's just a beast. But how you got, he takes you down the field 13 seconds, same fucking thing. 13 seconds, you the game's over. And fucking dumb McDermott kicks a touchback instead of squib kicking or kicking it to the goal line.
Like, and fucking apparently that wasn't even Tyreek Hill back there. No, it wasn't like you were afraid to kick to Hill. It was Pringle.
I don't even care who it is. Kick to anybody. You should kick to Hill in that situation. Make one tackle for your season. You can't make a tackle and take 7 seconds off the clock. That's crazy. And then they complete, what, three passes right down your fucking face to their best players? Like, I mean, Travis Kelce uncovered in the seam? Are you kidding me?
I hate that guy. I hate him.
I mean, I hated him for a long time because people just compared him to Gronk, but he's just not even the same. I mean, he's a good player. He's just not even the same at all as Gronkowski. And point A is what I'm just saying. Fucking uncovered in the seam with 13 seconds left. Gronkowski would have had 12 guys on him. 12. They would have been coming from the sidelines. Fucking McDermott would have been on his back. And they would have had fucking Bruce Smith from the 1990 Buffalo Bills in there fucking chipping his knee. And they wouldn't have called a penalty either. It's a whole different ball game.
This is a good weekend for me because they lost and then Aaron Rodgers lost. I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers finished in Green Bay.
Rodgers is my guy.
The gif of you love he went in on Biden this last week. He's getting political. He's getting outspoken. The fucking guy. He's losing his fucking mind.
It's all that pot and shit he's doing since he married they go to like hallucinogens and like probably microdose together.
How about fucking he dumped Olivia Munn for that average girl? What a fucking move! What a move!
Olivia Munn is incredible too. That girl is best
leaked nudes of all time. I'll say it right here in the pod. If we were gonna do a top 10, I don't even know who would be two. I just know number one.
Hope Solo.
Fuck no! I know those ones. That's a disaster. Were you being serious?
No.
that was hell in a photo. Now everyone's gonna be Googling it and they're gonna be fucking emailing us, malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com. Or, you know,
that was a good poll.
Fucking hell in a photo. I can't believe it. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is done in Green Bay. He's definitely going to Denver.
I don't think he likes that offensive coordinator. I don't think he likes that guy.
That guy was an offensive coordinator at Syracuse University 10 years ago. Now he's a head coach in the NFL. What is happening in my life?
Who was the guy that the Colts hired? The defensive coordinator, or I'm sorry, the Bears. The defensive coordinator for the Colts? Who?
So, how about this for a story? The whole world goes around. Josh McDaniels hired him to be his defensive coordinator in Indianapolis. And then he was like, fuck it, I'm not going. And that guy was signed, so he had to stay. I mean, he was a hot topic then. I remember when McDaniel signed there and they were like, or when he was going to go there and they're like, well, he got Eberflus. That's a coup for Josh. And he fucking just bailed. That guy stayed, was stuck there.
I mean,
now he's the head coach of the Bears. I'm sure he'll be a failure. I mean,
I need to know why Aaron Rodgers is your boy, Tyler. I need that answer.
He's just so good. Rodgers is incredible. Like just watching him play, like
not in the playoffs, he's not. He's a fucking choke artist. Part. How do you lose at home so much in the playoffs? It's
to Jimmy broken. Jimmy G's he can't. He has. He needs multiple surgeries.
California team. A California team that plays in warm weather, and it's fucking the team that passed over you, your hometown team that you held a grudge against, beat you at home in Green Bay weather. It wasn't 75.
He does need to score more points, but at the same time. How do you let them block a? They let them block a punt on a punt they weren't trying to block.
They weren't even trying
to block it. The guy just got no one touched him, so he blocked.
You have the best wide receiver in the NFL. You're supposedly the MVP. You can't score more than 10 points at home in the playoffs.
And their defense kind of played well. Like, I mean, the same thing kind of happened to Brady. Brady had to come back, and the Rams just, I mean, Tampa doesn't need as much credit as they get, as much as the Rams fumbled the ball four times. But, I mean, Rodgers and Brady kind of played the same, I thought.
Yeah, but Brady brings them back and wills them back. It's insane. You don't get it. Like, yeah, fucking that.
But they fumbled four times. It wasn't like Brady was incredible. Brady didn't play well. He got strip sacked. Really? He threw the pick. He had like three punts in the second half. When they kept making mistakes, the Bucks weren't scoring.
I don't like.
So it wasn't
right
like.
Now. I don't. First of all, no, like,
wasn't Brady.
I don't like where you're
great
at right now with the negativity.
Yeah, Rodgers didn't play that great either. But I mean, granted, Brady has the other Super Bowl, so it's a little different. But I mean, I don't know.
Super Bowl kind of more. He's got five more.
Last
than
year they kind of get screwed too because they get the one seed. They're at home throughout the playoffs, and there's no fans. So it's like it wasn't even like you lost at home. You lost with no fans there. So you can do your hard counts. It's like losing out of practice.
Positive. Like Mac going to the Pro Bowl right now. Mac.
Better not go to the Pro Bowl. I still have fucking nightmares over Robert Edwards going to the Pro Bowl.
Oh. Mac's not going. He's in the lab right now.
You should cancel the Pro Bowl. Forget. I can't even remember the last time I turned it on or knew it was on.
I remember I turned it on a few years ago, and they had, like, tweeting stations, and I was like, yeah, I'm out on this. Yeah.
Why don't you play flag? Awesome. Play flag. That'd be pretty fun. You know what I mean? Why do you got to play tackle in the Pro
Bowl?
Only
cool thing would be the little, like, agility drills they would do, and then everybody
got
hurt.
I used to like when they do that stuff, like, before. Like, on the weekend, they did, like, the accuracy challenges and stuff. That'd be fine.
And they used to have which quarterback can throw the ball the farthest?
Yeah, that shit. Like, Bledsoe would throw 78.
Great. Yeah.
No, you remember Jamarcus Russell used to throw that cocksucker like 85 yards?
I remember they talked about it, but I never saw him do it.
Oh, there was videos of him doing it at LSU. It was unbelievable.
At LSU, exactly. That guy must be living the life right now. All guaranteed money back then. He got in, like, they literally had to change the rule because of him. He got so much money to sign as the number one overall pick. And, like, they were just like, got to give this guy. Highest paid player in the league, never played a down. Couldn't have been worse. Couldn't have been worse.
That was fantastic.
He's the quarterback's coach at Williamson High School in Alabama.
That's unbelievable. Oh, and I don't even know why you know that. Why do you know that first of all, that place exists? And
Googled
that,
it.
That he's the head coach there.
Yeah.
He got $39.6 million, and he's just the quarterback's coach. Living.
Hey, KP, how many top high school quarterbacks can you name coaches can you name in the South?
That's insane.
Only one that matters, Kevin Kelly. He is an advisor to Bill Belichick. He's the one that doesn't punt on fourth down, kicks onside kicks.
Didn't he get a college job somewhere and then went back?
Presbyterian, he got sick and he had to leave. By sick, I mean he was getting fucking shithouse throttled by everything he played. And then he said he was
the head coach at Presbyterian. That sounds like a fucking middle school.
So he doesn't give scholarships, but he, like, so I went and watched him. The Henry boys all played for him. Right. So I went and watched him. He dropped 98 points on, like, a 6A Texas high school. I was like, this is a joke. He's hitting the onside kicks, too. That's the best part.
His Arkansas team?
Yeah.
Like a Catholic school, right? Do they have Catholic schools there? Right. They don't like Catholics.
Yeah, they have. But he's just a private academy. He just recruits his ass off on these kids in there. Like
Everett
but
High
he
School.
Also went. He's unbelievable. It was so fun to watch.
Yeah, I watched the Patriots, what are their Friday night show that they do? They had interview him when they were doing like the Hunter Henry interviews. Like they were doing like a Hunter Henry episode. He was on it talking.
Him and Bill are boys. Him and Bill, we went for it on fourth down against the Colts, whatever year that was, when it didn't work out.
Fourth and two.
He said it was because him and Kevin Kelly had talked about analytics and all that stuff.
And he did get it too. Kevin Falk got that first down.
Did he? Oh, I'm thinking of.
No, he didn't get. They called it short, but he got it.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say.
You couldn't tell because they ruled it short, so they didn't overturn it. But he fucking got it. I'll die. That was a first down, and that the Champ Bailey fumble from Ben Watson was a touchback. But nobody fucking wants to listen to me about 2005. 17 years ago. I'm still fucking whining about it. What?
Gerard Mayo, 11th overall in 2008. You were really close.
Well, I knew he was 10th or 11th, but then for some reason I thought he was on the 2007 team, but I guess I was wrong. He immediately took over for Brewski. Brewski was fucking finished. They played.
Did we
one,
do a commercial?
They played one year together, and then he was done.
Sale was on that team, too.
2007 team?
Yeah.
Their fucking linebacker core was ridiculous. Do you remember? It was Colvin, Vrabel, Brewski, McGinnis. Oh, not McGinnis. McGinnis wasn't on that team. So it was Colvin, Brewski, Seau, Vrabel. Did I say that? They had
you
fucking they had a Sports Illustrated cover. They were stacked. Plus they had Seymour, Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork.
But that secondary was pretty good too.
Sante Samuel. Their 1 week spot was fucking Hollywood Hobbs gets burned by Plaxico Burress. I was in a war for my life this weekend on Twitter when I was going in on Arians, and they were like, oh yeah, Belichick doesn't make any mistakes. He wouldn't call a blitz, and they kept showing me the Ellis Hobbs touchdown. I was like, that's your starting corner against their number two receiver. I mean, that's the fucking, yeah, that's defense. He didn't call a blitz from Ellis Hobbs and have fucking, you know, who even the safety was, fucking Eugene Wilson go back and cover him. I mean, that's insane. Whatever. I'm talking about fucking 15 years ago's games now in my head. I'm losing my mind slowly.
All because you're mad at McDaniels. That's my favorite part.
I'm just mad. I'm mad at the league for allowing it. Not even so much McDaniels. Like,
whatever.
More the really, front office shit. The front office just had their best draft in fucking 6 years, and are going to lose the guy again.
I mean, well, let Bill make the hire. Bill's got the people. Plug in place, baby. If you give me B.O.B., and he's there for 3 years, I'm with it. But
I'm sick of having to start over and not being able to develop coaches anymore. Like, there was no, like I just said, there's no 15-year coaches on this team. Like, Josh McDaniels had to come up from 21 years old to, like, get where he's at. Dabble, same thing. Fucking so many people, coaches. I don't know if they have that anymore. Now they have fucking 80-year-old coaches because they've been there since 2000. And they're going to have to be reset. Bill's going to be by himself. Ivan Fears is probably going to be out. Scarnecchia already left. I don't even know who's left anymore.
Hey, what's this story you were telling us?
Oh, yeah. You had a story.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll end with it because it was crazy. So I had a story last night. I mean, it wasn't a story. It was a dream. So I went to bed completely normal. I didn't think about anything particularly weird. I fell asleep, and I had a weird dream that I was like I was a Shelby, and I was a Peaky Blinder, and then I ended up shooting a guy. Like, I wrestled a gun away from him, and I shot him in the head. And then, like, all of a sudden, I became a normal person again, and I, like, wasn't in a TV show, so, like, I was nervous. Had to bury the body, and then 2 years later, they found out that it was, like, you know, they found it. I don't know who the person was. That's not important. But the only person that took gumption with my, that's not even the word, but was upset that I killed that person was Tyler's mom, and she was tracking me down through the forest to come and kill me and have her revenge. So I had a dream that she was I was sleeping. I had a dream that I was sleeping in my bed waiting for her to come. She was supposed to come at night and kill me. And then I went to the bathroom in my dream, looked out my window, and saw her patrolling through the woods with a handgun to kill me. And I fucking woke up at that moment. My heart's beating. And then I went to the bathroom to pee, and I'm like, is this real? What the fuck's going on? I was losing my fucking mind. So insane. This is the type of brain I have. Probably haven't seen or talked to your mother in 10 years, but she was hunting me down like a hitman.
It's like Misery. She's just
crazy. I was looking
to tie you up.
But the worst part was that it was like the fake version. It was the dream version of me waking up. And I was like, then my heart was kind of racing. I was like, is Sharon coming to kill me right now? Like, I'm taking a piss in the toilet. I'm like, is this real? And then my kid wakes up. He's like, I had a bad dream. And I had a bad dream too.
Yeah. Sharon's outside the house. She's causing havoc.
She's coming. She's fucking, she did not like that I killed that random person. Yeah, I don't know why that story was really just for you, Tyler. It's just insane. But anyway, podcast doing numbers, boys. We love doing numbies. Who do you guys like in the games this week?
I'd like to see Jimmy G. I mean, for some reason, I have an attraction to him. He's physically attractive. I like Debo. I like their offense. I kind of like Shanahan.
feed me San Francisco and anybody but the Mahomes family.
Yeah, I would really like to see Joe Burrow take the team, the Cincinnati. Give me the old 1980s Bengals versus 49ers game, which, fun fact, the leading receiver in Super Bowl history until Deion Branch tied it, and I think it's been broken now, was 11 catches by Dan Ross, Cincinnati Bengals tight end of Saugus, Massachusetts fame. I don't know if you knew.
Was he a sachem?
Was he a sachem?
He wasn't a sachem, but his son was a sachem, so basically the same thing. Cool.
He didn't, by default.
I think he's from Everett, actually, but Jimmy, so I would like to see. Jimmy, I would like to see I don't think the Bengals can do it. I'm going to pick the Chiefs and the 49ers, but I think that I want the Bengals to go.
I don't want McVay. I don't know that I'll watch McVay versus Mahomes. I don't know that. I think all commentators would come, and I wouldn't be able to take.
That would be like there would literally be a cum fest. Trey Wingo would be on Twitter just coming on his keyboard.
You see Jimmy's teammates, like, he's 5-1 in the postseason. Jimmy really doesn't lose. I mean, his only loss is to Mahomes in that Super Bowl.
He's also broken. Like, people don't realize how that man is, like, his arm doesn't work.
He's not. Well, he gets hurt a lot. And then they're still going to hold that against Belichick, too, that they traded him and he's going to go to the second Super Bowl. And he's literally the weakest part of the offense.
If he wins those takes, then, well, how many Super Bowls could they have won with him?
Yeah, exactly.
Lying, but I'm still with it. I'd like to see it for the kid.
Give me Burrow. Give me Burrow and Jimmy G in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl.
What if Burrow wins?
We say Ty? We lose Tyler?
No, I'm here. Oh. My pick is I have the Rams and the Chiefs, but I'm pulling for Jimmy.
Yeah,
me too. I just think Donald is the best player.
He is. So anyway, all right, 45 minutes on and off week, you know. So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep building. We'll probably come back next week with another 35, 45-minuter. But, hey, join the Discord server. We're still having fun on there, chatting it up, talking shit. Shout out our boy JT for setting that all up for us because we're rolling. We're technical now. And also, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. I think it's podcast. I got stickers. Join the Patreon. I'm going to send you stickers. I'm going to send you koozies, as Kenneth Paul can attest. How's that koozie look, baby, down in Arkansas?
Oh, keeps shit good and cold. It's awesome.
I love it. Keeps everything cold. How are your stickers? Are you guerrilla marketing in Little Rock?
Oh, our following has increased, I mean, 100%. Tenfold. It's doubled in Arkansas, I bet.
I love it. I love it. Anyway, so get on our Discord. Get on Patreon. Always on Twitter, Brady Disciple, Malcolm GoPod, and we'll see you guys next week. Go Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back.
Snap, ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the league!
Hey! Did it!
Love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.